Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Hi, this is Cyrus Choi from TOWIE, and you are listening to the New Warehouse Podcast. And our safety tip is the safest items for people to lift are items that weigh nothing at all.
With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer.
Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations, from warehouses to omnichannel, to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' Fulfillment Execution System is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. On today's episode, I am joined by Cyrus Choi of TOWIE, and TOWIE is known for helping you lift better. And they provide solutions to our industry and many industries, actually, that can help you to utilize vacuum systems to lift products that are heavy with more ease and make them feel like, as Cyrus said in the safety tip, feel like you're lifting nothing at all. So we're going to talk to Cyrus today about TOWIE and what it is that they're doing for our industry and how they're helping people kind of have a better work-life conditions and work-life balance as well, making them more comfortable at work. So, Cyrus, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you, Kevin, for having me on your show.
Definitely happy to have you on. I know we got connected because I was looking for something to help me lift as well. So I'm happy we get you on the podcast to talk about this. But give us a little brief overview of TOWIE here before we really dive into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So when a lot of people hear the word TOWIE, they're thinking, is it Taiwan? Is this some kind of, you know, brand? Well, not really. So TOWIE is actually a Swedish brand. TOWIE is the company. They have a very long family history, but the long and short of it is in the 1970s, we essentially created vacuum lift technology. And the story really began with flour mills back in the 70s, where people were manually lifting 110-pound paper bags of flour and sugar and salt and other, you know, flour content, and taking it off a conveyor line and onto a pallet. And as you can imagine, at 110 pounds a bag, if you do it for 8 hours a day, it really limits the type of people that you could hire. You were typically very big, strong young men who would do it. And obviously injuries would occur. So TOWIE invented vacuum loop technology. I mean, obviously back then, as the first iteration, the vacuum pumps out like jet engines and, you know, they were very loud, but it worked. Yeah. And what it really does is by creating a vacuum inside an elastic tube, we call it a vacuum tube, it allows you to grab the product using vacuum and also lift the product using vacuum. So those 110-pound bags went from weighing 110 pounds to move to literally zero. When these vacuum technologies grab the product, whether it's going to be bags or commonly in the logistics, boxes, you know, even shrink wrap boxes, these vacuums will grab the product. It will magically float in the air. So anything up to about 600 pounds or so, you can grab it, make it float in the air, and make it completely weightless to move. And so the company began by using a lot of independent distributors throughout the world. I myself, we're from Tawi, Canada, and we've been working with Tawi for almost 35 years now.
Okay.
About 5 years ago, in 2017, when Tawi had about 40 to 50 distributors around the world, a private equity firm came in and actually bought out the factory. And then the factory, in turn, bought out all of the major distributors around the world. So we're talking about distributors in Canada, the United States, Great Britain, Britain, France, and other countries and so on.
Right.
2 years ago, because of the explosive growth that we had with the private equity firm, they invested a lot of money into research and development for new technologies. PIAB, P-I-A-B, they bought out Tawi as a global group. And so since January of 2020, we've been a part of the PIAB group. And what's really amazing is PIAB has mostly been known in the industry for their vacuum automation division, which means they create the suction cups and the anti-arm tooling for a lot of robots that use vacuum to lift.
Right.
The Tawi is kind of like a complementary addition to what it is they do. In the logistics space specifically, about 15 years ago, roughly, is when we really first started getting into it. The two main problems was as more and more products came from Southeast Asia towards Europe and North America, a lot of those products were floor loaded. So all the way from the floor to the very top of the trailer, you had to get it out by, you know, you had to get it out and you couldn't do it with a clamp truck. You know, most of the time it was done by hand. And so Tawi came up with a technology where you can bring in a vacuum lifter directly inside the container, grab the product, make it weightless, and then either place it onto a telescopic conveyor or place it directly into a building, the pallets right inside. It really depends on, you know, the operations of whoever's using it. And so what turned, you know, what used to take two or three people in rotating shifts of anywhere between, you know, 45 minutes to 2 hours, because a lot of companies don't want to fatigue their employees doing this, you could literally now do it with one person, regardless of their physical attributes, whether, you know, they were strong or weak. One person with a vacuum lifter could now do the job of three. As you go further downstream into sortation, just taking the product and putting it onto pallets, you know, we're all very familiar with robotics and full automation, where we see these YouTube videos of boxes automatically scan and place into the shelf and then pull back out. The, I guess you call it a dark secret, and anyone in automation will tell you the same, is the boxes have to be in really good condition for that to work. And so when you get, when you have a fully automated system, but you have a lot of rejects because the boxes coming from these countries typically aren't in great condition, our vacuum lifters really come in handy because you can move at very high speeds. A skilled worker, depending on the type of vacuum lifter, you could actually move, you know, 10, 15, 18, even 20 boxes a minute. It will move as quick as the human hands can move from A to B. And what's really helped with the logistics industry is we've taken products now. Most of the time, they're at less than 100 pounds. But on occasion, we'll see something in the 150 to 200 pound range. One person can lift it weightless, take it from a conveyor onto a pallet, or for order picking from a pallet back onto a conveyor, you know, or pulling it out of shelves and building a pallet, you know, all sorts of ways of moving. And so within a logistics space, we've really gotten into container unloading.
Right.
We've helped a lot with the sortation. We've done a lot with the order picking and then just kind of getting things ready and loading them into trucks before the last mile. Mm-hmm. And that's really where Tally has come in.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's pretty interesting because, you know, I've certainly been involved in some container unloading, thankfully not doing it myself, but you know, it's incredibly labor intensive. And like you said, when you get those floor loaded containers, I mean, I know that was, you know, one of the things that we would try and attack like so hard from a operations warehousing side, because they were so labor intensive, so productivity consuming, and just taking so long to unload those containers that were floor loaded. And you know, we would push back like so hard trying to get them to slip sheet them or something, so it'd be easier to take off. But not only is it just time consuming to unload them, but like you said, you know, and like Tawi is doing, is addressing this issue with the constant lifting and the repetitive movements of lifting these things. And you know, when you talk about a container, obviously, you know, the price of containers to ship has skyrocketed, and you know, people are trying to maximize that space on the container, which means that you have, you know, very creative ways that these containers can be loaded, which, you know, maybe makes sense to utilize all the space in there. But then when you come to unload, I mean, there can be, you can put yourself in a pretty awkward position trying to get some boxes at the very top off or in the middle or something. So, you know, really trying to revert back to those proper lifting techniques in some of those scenarios, I mean, becomes very difficult just because of the way things are positioned, right? So you know, it's really important to have some technology which you guys are bringing to the market and providing to the market that can help you to lift in a better way in those type of scenarios. So I guess talk to us a little bit about, you know, when we look at workplace safety and we look at injuries, especially in like the warehousing, logistics, manufacturing world, you know, a lot of what we see is more so on the side of these injuries that necessarily we don't see, or that kind of like creep up on you in a sense. And obviously, you know, one of them I think is, you know, root cause ties back to lifting. So talk to us a little bit about why it's so important for you guys to pursue getting these solutions into operations and helping employees to be able to just lift in a better way.
We'll be back after a quick break.
The future of work is constantly shifting. How can HR leaders stay on top of the latest trends to better lead their global workforce to success? Serva Soundbites podcast explores current trends and the hottest topics around global employee relocation and the future of work. We connect with industry experts, HR leaders, and innovative thinkers to share their insights and stories. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your business podcasts.
I think you really nailed it on the head there, Kevin, when you mentioned how it's important to bring back proper ergonomic techniques for lifting.
Right.
And the way, because we know what the technology can do, we always kind of see proper ergonomic techniques as a band-aid to a solution, right? When products are above your head and you have to move them onto a conveyor, onto a pallet, there, like you said, sometimes there is no proper ergonomic way of doing it. The proper ergonomic way is to be taller and bigger and stronger than your average typical person, because you're born with those traits. And then you happen to be able to reach those items, and that allows you to do the job safely. And so a lot of these tasks really limit the labor pool that's available to a lot of these customers. A lot of our customers, this technology is designed for high frequency, repetitive lifting, is designed to run 24/7, and it's really been proven itself, because our biggest customers are the world's largest logistics providers.
Okay.
The world's biggest e-commerce company has hundreds of our systems deployed throughout the world.
Yeah.
And the same is true for a lot of the big name Fortune 500 companies that we've heard of. I can't name them because they'll think that they're endorsing us. right? And they're not, but they really are a customer. So when everybody sees the yellow and the orange and the brown colors, and you know, they see these trucks moving around, we most likely have been involved at, you know, in helping them with material handling. And we're just literally scratching the surface in terms of potential, because to this day, we're deploying thousands of systems every year globally to solve a lot of these challenges. The big one, as you mentioned, is not only has the cost skyrocketed for container unloading, but it's also true for the labor pool market, right? Yeah. The cost of labor, not only has it increased, but it's been very, very tight. We don't know what the root cause is, but the feedback we've been getting a lot is many companies are having trouble retaining high quality talent.
Yeah.
And a lot of these tasks that involve a person picking up an object and simply moving it from A to B, it's a tough job, right? You know, like you said, like you wouldn't want to do container unloading. Fortunately, you didn't have to do it personally. And, you know, it's the same for me because I'm not a big, tall, strong guy. And even if I was, I would struggle doing that job because no matter how tall or strong you are, when a person is required to lift and move items from A to B over an 8-hour shift, not continuously, it is very tiring and it will wear on them.
Absolutely.
And the big problem we're solving is one, with our vacuum lift technology, because we can make it completely weightless now to lift and move, it really opens up the labor pool. You're not restricted to hiring, you know, certain height, being able to lift 50 pounds with all these criteria.
Yeah.
You can hire the best person, whether they're, you know, regardless of gender, regardless of their physical attributes, regardless of their ability, whether they can lift 50 pounds or not, any person could lift. And that's our company motto, is anyone can lift.
Yeah.
And what we've noticed a lot in the logistics space is a lot of the employees that are working there, a lot of them are actually women. They don't tend to be very tall. They're not necessarily very strong. And as the labor pool has aged, a lot of the people in their 20s and 30s, not as many people are filling those roles.
Right.
Because I guess it's a, maybe they're not seen as attractive, you know, whatever the reason is, right? Like, it's beyond me. But all we do know is the customer feedback people give to us is, look, Cyrus, I love my employees to death. They've been with me for, you know, 15, 20, 25 years. They're great workers. Physically, they just can't do what they used to.
Right.
And that's why our company has thrived, is we provide a technology that allows anyone to grab a product, pick it up, make it weightless to shift and move, and then place down again. The controls are easy to use, is intuitive. And really the big problem we're solving beyond the labor pool shortage is equity.
Right.
Right. There's been a big push in the last, you know, 5 to 10 years where if the technology exists so that anyone can do the same job and do it just as well, why is it so many companies continue to only hire, you know, big tall men, you know, that can lift 50 pounds when truly the most qualified person is those who love the company, buy into the culture and want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And our technology enables women who are not big and tall, or men who are not big and tall, people who are not physically in that condition to do that job, they could now do it. And it's really quite beautiful to see, because beyond increasing the labor pool, it significantly reduces injuries.
Yeah.
We've had many studies done where our customer sponsors the studies for ergonomics. And they compare someone lifting by hand with all of the proper ergonomic lifts, you know, bending the knees, keeping the back straight, keeping the product close to your, you know, to your waist and hip, keeping everything in the golden zone between your shoulder and your knees. They compare that to our lift technology, and time again, it's proven that our technology is not only the same speed or faster over a typical 8-hour shift, but it also significantly reduces the strain on the shoulders and back. The latest studies we've shown reduces it by about 90%. You know, a big no-no in the logistics industry is over the shoulder reaching. Right? Where you have to grab something from up high. The irony is when people use our systems, even though they actually do more over the shoulder lifting, because there's no weight involved, there's no injuries involved. And so it's actually a good thing, because now instead of, I mean, we've all seen it, Kevin, where we sit in front of a computer all day, And because you're not moving your shoulders, you're losing mobility. We hear things like frozen shoulders or arthritis, where people are losing their physical abilities because they're not using it. Our technology is also kind of, you know, you can almost think of it as a very nice stretch. It doesn't weigh anything. You're just picking up the weight of your own arms.
Yeah.
And it's really been game-changing in the logistics industry to have something that allows you to hire anyone to do a physically labor-intensive task and to do it well and to do it at the same or faster speed as somebody who is in their best physical condition.
I think there's a lot of great points in there because, like you mentioned kind of in the beginning of your point there, I mean, you know, obviously there's so much talk about the labor shortage and, you know, we're at MODEX recently. I know you guys were there too, Tawi, but, you know, the one thing was that everybody kept saying, like, the labor shortage, the labor shortage, the labor shortage. Like, how do we, you know, go about this labor shortage? But, you know, you mentioned in there, and I think this is a huge point, is there's the labor shortage, but then what about the labor retention, right? So, you know, you're going crazy trying to get workers, but then what are you doing to be able to keep them? Or what are you doing, as you mentioned, you know, you have these veteran workers that are with you, you know, 10, 15, 20 years. And, you know, it's all going to happen to us. At some point, we're not going to be able to do the same thing that we could do when we were in our 20s, right? So, you know, you have to look at that and say, you know, I can't, you know, like necessarily, maybe it's not the right thing to say, but necessarily, like, you know, put this employee out to pasture because, well, they can't lift these boxes anymore, right? You know, they are the ones that have been with you, you know, all this time. So you have to help them do their job better and more efficiently. And you know, over time, I mean, maybe, you know, you have these people you mentioned that come in, they're, you know, they're big and strong and, you know, they can do these kind of things. But even over time, I think you touched on it, you're still going to have problems with them. And, you know, at some point, like, they're not going to want to, you know, lift boxes for 8 hours a day, every single day. Sometimes maybe longer than 8 hours a day. They're working overtime. You know, you have a longer shift, something like that. I mean, you know, at some point they're going to get fed up with that and either they're going to quit and try and find something that's, you know, less labor intensive or, you know, they're just going to get less productive because they're not going to put everything into it. And, you know, it seems like such a, you know, lifting boxes here and there. I mean, you know, you could have them do it so much easier with something like the lift that you guys read, the vacuum lifts, and, you know, have them, you know, use their mind in a little more sense and be able to do some things that are maybe more high level and take that time off them. I'm sure actually, you know, if you probably look at, and maybe you guys have looked at this before, but you know, if you look at adding a vacuum lift in, they're probably moving faster than they would if they're carrying that weight because, you know, you lift 5-6 boxes and, you know, there are 5 of them were like 35 pounds and then 3 of them are 50 pounds and, you know, like, you know, I'm going to take a step back and take a little breather for a second and, you know, you're losing that time. But then when you're lifting something, it's like nothing. It's just like, you know, it's like you said, like you just stretch your arms basically, and you're not losing that kind of time in there. So you end up freeing up some time for them. So, you know, I think it's a huge point in there. You said about the retention and investing in things that can help your employees to be able to do their job in a better way, a safer way, and also one that, you know, is going to have them kind of, you know, happier in a sense with you and, you know, not necessarily kind of like dread something like that. You know, maybe you got a late night on Sunday and then you're like, oh my god, like I gotta go in and lift all these boxes tomorrow, like I don't know if I can handle it, I'm gonna call out, right? And instead, like, you're like, oh, you know, I gotta go in, you know, move some stuff around, but it's not gonna be intensive because you got these vacuum lifts, right? So I'm curious, you know, have you guys had any like kind of stories like that where, you know, employees were more attracted to a company because they've implemented your lifts or the retention rate kind of went up after an implementation?
Absolutely. I'll tell you a great one, actually, as you mentioned all that. So a lot of the logistics companies that we know of, they sometimes they would purposely go to, you know, a smaller town that has a great logistics hub because they feel they can get better employees and and you know, lower costs and everything. So I'll never forget this story.
Yeah.
So this company used to manufacture bags of shot, like, you know, for sandblasting and stuff. The 50-pound bags, and all you had to do is take it from the conveyor and onto a pallet. Mm-hmm. And the guy did 50-pound shots, and he moved, you know, anywhere between 8 to 15 bags a minute. And so his arms were as thick as tree trunks. Like,
yeah.
And we have a video of this, and you could see his arms literally look like tree trunks. Like, he is the biggest, strongest, buffest guy you ever see. Mm. And one of the stories I was told was he used to go home every day, and all he could do was sit on the couch and recover just to survive the next day.
Really?
And so the feedback he told us was, you know, I would go home after a long day. I feel like, you know, I love the company. I love what I do, but it's physically exhausting. So he would go home, he would sit on his couch, and he wouldn't have energy to, you know, spend time with his kids. He wouldn't have the energy to give as much attention to his wife as he would like, you know, just listening to her and helping dishes and, you know, little things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we first proposed the vacuum technology, he was adamantly against it because he kind of felt like, oh, what if someone tries to take my job?
Right.
But that's the furthest thing from the truth. The reality is when these systems go in, it assists the employee in their manually labor-intensive tasks, and it makes it easier. And so once we put it in and he started using it, he became the biggest advocate in the company. Mm. And when a guy, you know, towers over you with arms as big as tree trunks, tells you something, you listen. Because if you don't, he's got the arms to make you listen, right? And he became our biggest advocate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this story was passed on to me. And what I was told was, you know, now the guy, when he goes home, he's not exhausted anymore. So instead of sitting on the couch, he's able to pick up his kids, play with them, you know, spend time with his wife, do house chores, and all these other little things where after a long shift, you know, you don't want to do suddenly, he finds a joy in doing so.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just one of many stories we hear back. I was with a customer recently, and he was telling me, you know, with the cost of living, especially where we are in Toronto, it's really skyrocketed, right? Like, we've seen inflation with the increased cost of housing and food. And so a lot of his employees are saying, you know, I'm paying them as much as I can without going broke, and these guys are still taking second jobs.
Yeah.
And he says, once these systems are in, it allows them to go into their second job and they won't be dead afterwards because they know walking out of my place, at least they're well taken care of and their bodies are still in good shape.
Yeah.
And to your point, right, like every day nobody gets younger, right? Our age shouldn't really determine whether you can or cannot do your job anymore. If the heart is there and the mind is there and the technology is there, then absolutely, you know, this technology really does help with employee retention. And I really, like, what's really, what I'm passionate about with this company, Tawi, and what we do is, it's a practical technology that we call an easy win, right? If you've got a problem with container unloading, the technology already exists and has already been proven where you could feasibly implement something in as short as 4 weeks, right? If it's something we have in inventory at the local level, then we could literally go ahead, install it. And if we had the technology, like if we had all the stock and everything, literally a week later, we could go in there, install it, train your guys with 10 minutes of training. That's all they need. They don't need a special license to do it. They can just get right in there and get going. People ask us, oh, I got 30-foot ceilings. We have creative ways of installing overhead cranes to make that work. Oh, you know, we have 18 different loading bays and I can't afford having a dedicated station for each bay.
Yeah.
No problem. We have technology that's completely mobile. You know, people come back and tell us, you know, I got a warehouse full of stuff and I got a lot of aisles. I drive order pickers, you know, up and down these aisles. You know, I can't install a vacuum system that's fixed. Mm. We have a battery powered mobile order picker where you just go ahead, grab it with your existing material handling equipment that you got, pick it up, put it down. Our mobile order picker will pick up that pallet. It will come with the vacuum unit. It's battery powered. The batteries are hot swappable. I mean, we invented this technology. We rolled it out. And any objections that we have seen what's really made us, I guess, be successful in this industry is we're not proud enough to say we can solve all your problems, because I think that's really far from the truth. I think what it really is customers appreciate what it is we're trying to do.
Yeah.
At the same time, the technology is proven. There's a strong business case because it can help them redeploy their resources. It's not about cutting heads, mm-hmm. right? Because I think a lot of companies, when they hire someone on, they don't hire them with the intention to get rid of them. They hire them on because they're solving a problem. And if they're good, you want to keep them at all costs. So what our technology really does is allow you to redeploy your labor so that what used to take 2 or 3 or even 4 people to do is now done with one person. In terms of your process, you don't have to plan multiple people for one task. You can plan one person per task and have the other people do other things in the company that might be more valuable than manually lifting and moving things.
Yeah.
And part of what we observed when you mentioned stories, Kevin, is a common feedback we get is once this technology is deployed and there is buy-in mm-hmm. and the operators use it, all of a sudden they feel like the company takes care of them and they suggest continuous improvement ideas at an operations level that sometimes people, you know, higher up may not see. Right. And they start making all these little improvements and they're observable. And not only do they save the company money and increase efficiency, but it also makes the employee happier because they feel like they're valued and they're a part of what it is that the company wants to be.
Right.
And so we see this all the time with companies. And it's quite, you know, and it really brings us a lot of joy too, to hear a story like a big guy with arms of tree trunks go home being able to play with kids. I mean, what's better than that, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think it's great to hear those stories too, because, you know, I think a lot of times, and you mentioned, I think this guy too, you said at first he was kind of resistant to it. And, you know, I think a lot of times people look at technology and different solutions and they may think that like, it's kind of like out there, right? Like it's a little far out there and there's no way like this would never work for us or this and that. And like you said, you know, people are like, well, there's no way I could dedicate, you know, to every bay or, you know, I need to go down all these aisles and this stuff, but you guys have solutions for that. And obviously, you know, those stories exemplify just how they can work for people. And I love the fact that you said that, you know, when people have implemented these, it starts to open up the minds of the employees to maybe, you know, they were already thinking about these things, but they weren't really sure whether the company cared or not, right? And then you put this in and, you know, they get this idea now that the company cares for them and maybe they do want to listen and, you know, what else can we do to improve? And I think that's a great thing. So if you can take that step as a company to first, you know, bring that in and be able to kind of grease the wheel, I guess, in a sense of people, you know, now starting to think about, oh, maybe we could do this or maybe we could do that too. You know, I think it's a really great thing. So, you know, overall, I mean, obviously, you know, helping people to lift in a better way is a great thing because you see so many different injuries due to lifting and, you know, back strains and all these different things that happen that have long-term impacts on people's lives, as you mentioned in some of the examples there. So it's really great what you guys are doing at TAWI. And, you know, I'm really happy to learn about you guys and hear more about it too. So I want to thank you so much for coming on, Cyrus, and talking to us about what you guys offer. And if people are interested in learning more and potentially getting some vacuum lifts for themselves, how can they do that?
Well, first, I guess the easiest way is they find us online. So I'm going to spell TAWI since it sounds so foreign.
Sure.
So people type in TAWI, right? Mm. TAWI. If you're Swedish, they pronounce it with a V accent, like a TAWI, but it's TAWI, okay. TAWI. So if you find us online, feel free to contact us and just find us locally in your local distributors. When we say distributors, we're not just receiving a product and selling it to you.
Yeah.
The way we work is we work directly with the customers. Mm-hmm. We go on site, we spec out what it is that you need. We design the overhead cranes, the lifts, the suction heads. We look at your process and we're not trying to change your process. We're trying to improve what we see there, mm-hmm. right? And after the improvement, if the customer feels they can change it after for further improvements, then we work with you. All of our distributors We spec it out. We sell direct. We do the service, the installation, maintenance, annual inspections, engineering reviews. Basically, whatever it is the company needs is completely turnkey. And so we make it so that it's trouble-free, right? You basically say, hey, you know, Taui,
right,
this is our problem. Then we come back to you and we work with you and we say, okay, well, here are the several options that you can choose from. What do you think fits your budget? And what do you think fits your operations? And you come back and you say, you know, I think, you know, XYZ, you know, overhead crane from the ceiling or drip crane, whatever you say, this fits us best. You know, can you do it? We give you a realistic timeline. We deliver, we take care of the install, and we stand behind the quality of our work. Meaning if something goes wrong, we come back on site and we're going to fix it. Okay. Right? We're going to work with you till it goes right. And I think that's kind of the hard part for us is, we don't often go back and see what the end results are, because after the installation and we do the initial training and the customer's happy, they really have no reason to bring us back there. They don't say, hey, Cyrus, you know, 3 months later, you know, we love your system. Why don't you come back just to look at how great we are? Like, no one ever does that, right?
Yeah.
They love the system. They keep going. And the only other time we hear back from them is either A, they come back because they're so happy they found another area that they want us to install a new system for. Or B, we don't hear from them for years on end until we're all gray and old. And all of a sudden say, hey, Cyrus, your system's broken. And I say, when was the last time you did maintenance with us? Oh, I don't know. The guy left. It's been years. And that's when we go back and say, oh, great. You just need a new suction foot, or you need a new spring in your handle. Little tiny little things.
Yeah.
You know, and just like that, like, it's amazing. Like, some of the technologies that we sold even 35 years ago, believe it or not, we still have those same customers come back and we still see it on the market and they're still up and running.
Yeah.
Right. And I think for customers to find us is not only do we have that local support, but we also have the global reach. A lot, as you're well aware, a lot of logistics companies, as they go global, they have global practices, global standards, and we can support at a local level, but we can also support at a global level. Because we are in so many different countries, if you have a price agreement across the world, we can support that. If you have a mandate that all the equipment must meet every global standard around the world, whether it's been Europe or Canada, the United States, you know, wherever it may be, we understand what those requirements are. We make sure our equipment is universally accepted in compliance with all local regulations, safety, you know, company policies, whatever it may be. And I think that's something that our customers have come to appreciate. For really, you know, if you so happen to be one of those customers with, you know, hundreds of thousands of employees and billions in revenue, they say, well, how can a company like you scale up and do what we do, you know, and support us, right? What if I want to order 20,000 systems and roll it across the world? Then we say to you, you know, we've actually built a whole new factory just for these kind of accounts to scale. You know, it's not contract manufacturing. We own the manufacturing. We have a manufacturing facility in Sweden, obviously, in Kunsbacka. We recently acquired a company, so now we have production in France. And we also have production in China.
Okay.
And we do a lot of the local distributors. We do a lot of our own work as well as necessary. And so it's really a combination of you need someone locally who understands the regulations, the language barriers that may exist, the cultural understanding. And at the same time, a global company where we have one main point of contact for each main area. So a large company doesn't have to go, oh, I need part A, I go to person A, I need B, I go to person B. No, you have one point of contact and we communicate local, you know, internally. So any major projects, we know what's going on. You know, and it's very exciting times. We've had, you know, so many of these companies come to us now. And the more we grow in the logistics space, the more we learn about these challenges, and we find that so many of it is common throughout the whole industry that we're able to take those solutions and scale it so that, you know, it's at a price point that's very attractive, not just for the initial company that started it, but for everyone globally.
Yeah, and I think that's all great stuff, and you know, you guys are doing something really good, and I think there's still a lot of penetration in the market to be had for something like this. And there's a lot of areas to address, and it'd be great to see how you guys progress and how you evolve and how people also come up with problems that you're going to solve. So we'll definitely put more information about Howie at thenewwarehouse.com so people can find that. And I want to thank you again, Cyrus, so much for coming on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.